Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag? Brown bag.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Someone DM me like, we should talk about that.
I learned so much from that.
Yes.
Little movie.
Boom. There you go.
Yeah. You know, for, you guys know I auditioned for that.
Yeah. How'd you audition? What was your audition?
I don't know. It was shout out from the streets, as I said. That's when they were growing as well.
Yeah, baby
they're,
girl. Bernice.
Shout out Bernice. Yeah. Shout out to her family, by the way. She just lost her brother. He was a dope ass guy. Like a month or two ago, I met him. Amazing. That fool was always cool. She put me in a lot of dope positions. So shout out that whole team. But yeah, I auditioned in her. Mm-hmm. She like helps a lot of people fresh out of jail.
Yeah.
Gang members, past gang members. And she just helps them get into like the movie. And she has a lot of her, the people that are under her like agency, that have been on like on these food and like a lot of
shows. The placements have been awesome.
Yeah, so shout out them. Their whole team is shout killing it.
I think her son is why she started to get her son to do it. Or think
yeah.
Wow. And you met her son.
Yeah, and oh well, I met him.
But okay, you didn't know it was her son.
Yeah, I used to sell him weed.
You're why she got him out the streets.
I used to sell him weed, and then I saw a fool again. He's like, you don't remember me, fool? He's like, nah. He's like, fool, I walked to Douglas once. He grew up like they lived more on the Westlake side. He's like, I walked with the homie Evro, which is the boy. And he's like, I want to go pick up weed from you, fool. You don't remember me? Hmm. And that's I was like, hilarious. No. But you know where I actually met him again?
Where?
At Homeboy Industries while doing community service.
Wow.
But you know, everybody at Homeboy Industry gangbang, so it's like sexy. It's like hoods inside Homeboy Industries, you know, like groups. But I'm just a tagger running around talking shit, clowning. And then, yeah, it's cool to everybody. I'm just telling him I'm doing my own thing.
You're so cute.
But shout out him. Shout out their whole thing. But yeah, I went on chat with Omelk, and they're still working on.
Let's go.
So hopefully they figure it out.
Does the milk ever expire?
No, it's oat milk. It's oat milk.
It's oat milk. It don't expire. And if it does expire, you'll take a shit and it's healthy.
Now it's a
you
cleanse.
You should reread your contract for like how many years it lasts.
Yeah, I know. You know what?
And if that year is up, we just remake the movie and put it out ourselves.
Exactly. Ooh, that's wow. Look at that. So in the back like, fuck yeah. But
I believe it.
Hey, but you know what? They gave me a date. So let's see if they hold their side of that date. You guys also, we have a show December 23rd at the Wheelchair. Make sure you guys go get your tickets.
Yeah. Get your tickets.
I can't wait to announce our performer.
Yeah. I know.
Just know if you haven't got your tickets already, once we announce the performer, ya va a estar.
It's gonna be over.
It's gonna be sold the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
I was cleaning my house. Because my house is a new spot apparently, which is it's fine with me.
Yeah.
For now.
It's getting a little out of hand. Like the other day, the homies were just there. I was like, okay.
Like when you got home?
They were there, but I have a room now, so I can just get away from. But I'm like, or like I wake up and then food are still just there. Or but now I have like a tip jar for the cleaning fees.
Okay,
nice. I like it. I like that.
Yeah, because them fools are supposed to dropping white claws all over my floor.
Oh shit.
And if you don't know, you guys, white claws are very, 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 very sticky.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. But dude, I was cleaning my couches. I'm trying to find like a remote. And I'm like, fuck, I'm finding the remote. And now I'm just cleaning on the way. I found the bolsita. And it wasn't just a bolsita. It was a bolsita ripped open.
Oh, my
right
God.
Right straight down the middle like a professional did it. You know what that means? They were licking the bag. And I'm like, this shit is getting out of hand.
Bro, your house sounds like a frat house.
That's kind of what it is now. Everybody was just kicking it the other day.
You know, you don't have to like allow it. Like,
yeah, but, no, like but nobody else has their own home.
You have a lock.
He likes it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
but nobody else has their own home.
Yeah.
Like either they like live with like their parents.
Yeah. Do you miss that?
Not having my own home?
No, like living with your mom.
No, she's right there.
So it's good then.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Does she miss you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
She's like over all the time. Yeah. Like she's just constantly buying me shit. I'm like, bro, this is, don't hoard my house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hoard your own
my
house.
My house is not your storage.
Yeah, she's over there just.
Hoard. No, but she's just being.
My mom's over there hoard up. She, I don't know.
No,
what the, I don't
she's
know.
Not.
I don't know.
She's being helpful.
Hoarded,
she's being helpful. Like she's like, oh, you need this. I know you don't have this. I saw you didn't have this. You don't stuff. You
it's
didn't
a
even
new
think
project for her
that you knew.
Yeah.
That you needed, mm-hmm. And she comes and brings it. That's what my mom did when I first.
Do you
moved
buy
her.
Your own toilet paper? Does your mom buy it?
No, my mom does shopping. I just sell her
everything. Ooh. He does everything.
You shop at her house?
No, I just shop
her. He funds it.
I fund
she does
it.
He funds it.
I just sell it up, and she just sends me a picture like a receipt and stuff.
Fire.
She flies, he buys.
There it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, because it makes life easier. You know what I'm saying? I'll forget shit. Like.
And then you get mobbed at the grocery store?
you know what? I go to grocery stores around here now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like on the way out, like on really? Tuesdays, I just leave and go around here.
I'm not going to say what's the name of this grocery store, but it sucks. All right? The one that's right here, I went.
All the way in the corner?
Yeah.
The
sucks.
Worst.
Why?
I hate that grocery store.
Why?
It just ransacked it.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing?
Incomplete. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And
what
then you can't even
about.
Get a cart. Like you
Why?
Can't get a cart. You need to put a quarter in it. It's
what
fucking
the
stupid.
Right.
No wonder they. You charging me for a cart?
Yes.
Well, to be honest, there's like a really nice pavilions, and then there's like other ones. So you guys have other options, but
yeah,
let's not make it known where we are. So
I went to the pavilions around us, and it was a good choice.
Very nice, very.
And also we have like a whole downtown here by where we film.
Yeah, here.
You guys know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, you guys could go to, but the parking is I get it. Like it's not like you could pull up parking and just walk into the store.
Right.
You got to go through a whole structure, walk through a whole 30 businesses.
True.
Yeah. And then it takes a whole while. I feel it. Fucking shit.
Okay.
Girl, beautiful city. But yeah, man, shout out. Yeah, I was in New York and San Francisco. Beautiful time.
Which mm-hmm. one was your favorite?
You know what?
Which one was your favorite like city?
LA was amazing, but like it's just
course.
The energy.
It's home.
Yeah, it's home. You know, it's home. Dad. But New York.
Fun?
Vibes.
Bro, they're fucking mean, but it's funny. Like,
yeah. It's
like,
your kind of mean.
No, them people are like way meaner than
no,
me.
No, but like
think.
Your kind. Like you like it. Like,
yeah,
it's
like, yeah, like
mean.
Watching them, mm-hmm. like some girl was like they gave her the mic and she said one word. She was like, okay, and then the and I was like, she didn't even say nothing yet.
Damn.
And it's just they're hostile and it's funny. Like they're mean, like, mm-hmm. like, yeah, where the and I'm just all there for it, like, and they don't care, fool. They're calling out that like, fool. They're just funny, like it's like their energy is like, you know what you see like on Side Talk.
Yeah,
that's him,
bro. It is, it's amazing. And San Francisco was dope. You know, they're just San Francisco. They're like player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were like dancing before we even got on stage. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
that's so tight.
They were like hiding me with it. You know,
that's
what I'm saying?
So tight.
Yeah, they were dope. And then there was a girl that wanted to just bone me right in the front row.
No way.
I danced with her. While she was twerking on me, I poured champagne on her.
Anything else?
No, because he has...
I poured champagne on her.
But it's
let her know
okay,
that
right?
Everything's a celebration. Yeah.
Champagne Poppy over here?
Champagne Poppy. That should be... Shout out Drake.
That's fine.
You know what? I've been on the new songs lately.
Really?
Bro,
The backpack rap shit? You
I'm barred up.
Ooh. Let's see.
Okay, the 6ix9ine bar was fire.
Mm-hmm.
Where he did 6ix9ine. The sex position, I have to hear it about a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
The Joe Budden this, amazing. You know what I'm saying? The James Harden, the song was, I think the whole song was about James Harden. I could be wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Amazing. Was it amazing? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
It was interesting.
It was interesting,
he dissed
right?
The girls. I was like, damn,
yeah. Yeah, he went crazy. The whole BBL and
yeah,
like, the whole
I'm like,
thing.
Damn, he had
I was
all
like,
this like,
I was like,
resentment.
I was like some Colona broke this fool's heart again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, with Cole was dope.
Evil
yes,
ways.
That's the one yeah. I keep going back to.
And Cole killed him, obviously. Like, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
like it's like putting, like, it's like,
we
now
expect,
like,
we expected that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, now you're in his thing. And it was dope. I think overall it was dope. But shout out to homie Jerome. Every time there's a new album, the homie Jerome's little picture comes out.
Aww.
And he's the first one to have it.
He's talking about, on his thing.
Yeah, like, you know how, like,
in
we.
In the DMs?
No.
Apple Music.
Yeah, on Apple Music.
Okay.
They have like this little icon thing.
It says so-and-so listen to.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's so tight.
I've seen you on some albums too.
Yeah, me
if you
too.
Scroll
what?
All the way down to
yeah,
the bottom.
Yeah, you go all the way to the bottom.
You go to the album.
Okay, so go to the Drake album okay. And then scroll
and
down.
And then I like, because I'm pretty sure you have me iCloud contact saved. I hope so. Don't you know I'm local?
Woo!
LA is to name a street.
Okay, no. Don't you know I'm local? Can we please get an apology to all the homeless from you?
Why?
Because you blamed them for the 10 freeway.
I would apologize, but they don't have a device to watch this. Compton will be naming the street after Easy.
No, apologize to Mayor Karen Bass then.
Who the f- is that?
She's the leader.
Of what?
The new school.
Should I be nicer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Karen Bass, I don't know. It's political. It's wild for me. Karen
okay, can you Basolina. Just apologize?
To the home, to the unhoused.
Because you said you were really mean. You were really mean about it.
But
it wasn't them.
It wasn't a crack pipe.
No. What See, remember you said it was like a big ass crack pipe?
This time.
No, don't listen to him porque he makes you say things and then you're the one that gets in trouble for him and then he's in the background laughing.
About the crack pipe? Okay, sorry to all the homeless.
For blaming you guys.
I know my apology might not sound sincere on a newspaper, but it's real.
What?
But you know what, you guys, Vic, you got unblocked?
I got unblocked, bro.
Proud of you, bro.
I'm proud of you.
What happened?
I got a...
So were you checking if you were blocked?
No. I just felt like it was just like a lost cause, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so it had already been like 3 weeks, almost a month, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I already moved out of my life.
3 weeks combo blocked you for 3 weeks?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
I
got a text yesterday. I'm getting a haircut. And then all it says is OMG right now. And then even like when I seen the name, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm tripping. This number can't text me. Like, I haven't seen this name in a while. And then it says OMG right now. And I'm like, what? Like, I literally just replied, what? Because I'm like, what are you even talking about? And then she said, let me read it.
Yes, please read this text.
Yeah, it's so boring.
Let there start adding me hard socks to your ding.
All right, look. It said, I said, what? She said, so the last time I texted you, I never got a response. So I figured you ghosted me after the combo we had in your room. Come to find out, you were blocked on my cell and I had no idea. And then I said, shut the fuck up, for real? Well, not like, I didn't type it out. I said, like, shut the fuck, like.
STM. Yeah,
we calling bitches hoes and shut the fuck up.
He's not.
And I said, why
no,
was
you
I?
You said it like a feminine girl. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I was like, nah. Oh. I was like, shut the fuck up, for real?
No, he didn't.
Why was I blocked on IG then? I would never ghost you like that. And then she said, call me when you have a chance. And then I never called her.
That's right, Vic. Stand on business.
Standing on business. Because that's like, I would have said that.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
that's
like, usually
a crazy,
Vic
like,
is very wrong, but we have to, like,
yeah.
Be, like, take
Vic,
a side.
You don't deserve that.
Yeah, right? You don't deserve her, Vic.
Yeah. She got you with your own game. You
Low
don't
key.
Let that happen.
Even though she gave us a place to shower.
Right.
And be us, you know what I'm saying? And let you shake
what
your phalanges.
What probably happened, like she got emotional and she did block you. She shouldn't have said that her phone did it. She should have, but she's like, I got emotional. I was in my feelings because of what happened. Mm-hmm. And boom. Versus like this weird stuff.
You know what, because
you would have understood her being honest.
Yeah, you know? And it was like, it was weird because like, it was like, oh, okay, so are we gonna like further this? And I was just like, yeah, I'm down. And then maybe I wasn't convincing enough or whatever. But then
what,
she was like,
what text did you not answer to?
It was.
When she said you didn't answer a text, and so I thought you were ghosting me. Was it, I love you?
She said, OMFG, my anxiety is real. And I vaguely remember calling you. I'm sorry. And let's pretend that never happened.
So because you didn't answer that?
No. And then I said, I like that word. I never heard it before. That was the last thing I ever said to her.
What word did he never hear before?
Anxiety.
Hangover and anxiety.
Yeah. Because she called me and she was drunk.
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad you're not with her.
Yeah, bro.
And then,
she was
making up fucking
then,
words in English language.
Dude, bro.
And then
she
I
lying.
Said,
and then the next day you said good morning and it went to...
No, I didn't even get to say it because when I replied, I said, I like that word. I never heard it before.
It went through. Green. Oh, okay.
And then I said, I'm blocked like a couple hours later, like during the day because I'm like, damn, she never hit me.
Oh, she drunk
Not
blocked
you texting,
fool.
I'm blocked.
I know.
To see if you're blocked.
I literally had to because I was like, you know, sometimes
I can't believe.
Like, it didn't go through or some shit. Because it's like, we never had a fight. We didn't have a conversation to where it was like nothing like that. And then it was like, I'm blocked. And then nothing for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. You know what? Texts are the things to go.
It's okay.
I got a crazy text the other day, too.
There's more. There's more out there for you. Shout out to Vianney. Ow.
Yeah. Shout out to Netflix and chill.
He's about to get a Netflix bae.
Yeah, you know what, Vic? Fuck these whores. I'm over this shit.
Tampoco.
Wait, what happened with you?
Oh, fool.
Oh, you look stressed.
I'm stressed.
No, you're good. You guys are good, right? Along with everyone, we all love the family loves your sisters loves who loves.
You stop saying her fucking name.
People know her name. When you posted the video, people were like, yeah.
No, fool, shut the fuck up, bro.
Maximo.
I'm not gonna call her dumbass.
She likes the name.
No, she doesn't.
She agrees with it. She's never questioned it.
Okay. Otherwise, okay, so if I'm a dumbass, it's because I like you.
Exactly. Or some shit like that. She's just player, fool. Like, yeah, so it's Yeah, so it's not serious.
Yeah. But you love it.
But I lost like some other biddies.
Good. They're not cuter than her.
This fucking pot is ruining my love life.
Look at me.
Welcome
this
to my
pot
world.
Or you?
I can see it in
you
your
guys
eye.
Are still who you
You're
are.
Angry.
You guys ruin your own love life.
Mad cause you ain't like me. Oh, you mad cause nobody ever did it like me.
Love's a trip, hubby.
Yeah.
There's a text I got this week. No, text your ex or someone knows I'm a good person. I have a good heart. I care about you as a real person. I never did you wrong. I ended this shit because of shit you would say and do on social media. You're still doing it. It's embarrassing and annoying as fuck. I was like, what? You're such a dick and I don't know why. How am I a dick? The clip is from like 2 weeks ago.
Timing is everything.
He wasn't even talking. You shut the head and she said, shut the fuck up.
Oh, you guys are having your little off?
She was on her little...
I don't care. I love Sandra.
And I was like, "Fall's fucking joking, goddamn." And then he's like, "You came out of my ass. Fuck you. Stop being a dick, you fucking piece of shit."
Ooh.
And then I just replied, "Bro, I'll see you tomorrow." She didn't come in the morning.
Oh, shit.
It'd be like that, you know what? But I'm tired, homie. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired of giving my energy to these hoes.
Yeah, you got a real one.
No, fool. She's a dog, too. So worried. So she's not real.
So you've met your match.
She's as much of a piece of shit as I am.
So you're not real? You're real.
I'm a real one.
Exactly.
But I'm also a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just... That's
you met your match.
Yeah, I met my match, but like, she shouldn't be doing that. She should be home.
Yeah, it's
you
not a good thing.
You shouldn't be doing it either.
No, it's my fucking job.
It's never a good thing to meet your match. That's the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah, I don't want to meet my match.
I met my match.
Yeah, but it's good
match.
Did
you?
Yeah.
It's good match.
Yeah, yeah, but see, fool, you like got married and shit, like.
Yeah.
You can. I literally told you.
This one goes on other dates too. Mm. Like.
So do you.
Yeah, but what the fuck? Just because I'm eating shit, you're gonna eat shit too, or what?
if she likes it, and you like it. Yes. Like,
that's a great quote.
She's not doing it because you do it. She's doing it because that's how she is, and you're doing it because that's how you are.
Yeah, but why the fuck is she like that?
Why are you like that?
I have my reasons, homie.
Oh my! So does she.
What the fuck has she been through? She has two parents.
She's been through a lot.
For what?
You got a
BBL.
You can't compare.
What if she went through a surgery, homie? Drake.
Wow, that was a bar. That was a bar.
What if she's been through is the needle, homie? Under the knife.
And you?
I got shot before. Okay, anyway, let's move on from the story.
Let's go.
I'm glad you guys are okay, though. I'm glad at least you and her are good.
Yeah, I'm just, I gotta be just like honest with any other girl. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, there's this girl that comes around every once in a while.
And she's it.
And we love each other and we might have kids one day.
That's real.
But you
and
know
she
what?
She has the best titties and the best ass.
Oh my God.
And she's half Mexican, half Salvi.
She is half Mexican, half Salvi. She be calling me like at 1 a.m. drunk.
Oh, it's
I'm like,
that.
This dick is not for you right now. I'm tired. I got the pod. Like yesterday she wanted to come over. I told her no.
You should have let her come over.
I was like, I got a pod tomorrow with the gang.
With the gang.
She's like, oh
can
my
I
God.
Can I follow her?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because she's like player. Like even though I'm not there, she'll like send your kids a gift through like VML.
And
something.
I deserve that. For as much as I write for her, I feel like none of the girls
and
that
you
talk to.
I deserve all the gifts for my kids. I like that. Like, yeah, go ahead. Follow all
no,
of
them. No, just her. Like the other ones are already not going to like me because I like her so much. So I was like, fuck it. Me and her are going to ride.
Yeah, I'm just thugging lately.
For her.
Hey.
What's her?
I got you.
What is it?
We're blocked too. I'm like Vic, we're blocked.
Block boys,
but I ain't talking about the corner. I'm talking about a button. Here, I'm gonna put it
just
for you.
Just tell me what it is.
I don't know exactly what it is.
Okay. This video is really cool, and I'm so jealous of this lady. So this lady's car went on fire, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But it turns out that her Stanley cup, which I have that same cup. It's like a cool little like coffee brown looking vibe.
Yeah.
Kind of copper. It was still not just intact, like not burned at all, but you could hear the ice in the cup. That means the even though the car was on fire and charred, the whatever she had in there was cold.
That's crazy.
I'm getting it from you right now.
That's insane. Okay.
So one, that's incredibly like dope as a company to like design something that great. It's like 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. But then my mind also goes to like, you know how they like things are like biodegradable?
Yes.
That will probably never, ever, ever be
none of those.
Like, you can never recycle that. Like, that's just a forever thing. Like, that's gonna be on Earth way true. Past us.
And if you guys didn't know, the owner of Stanley Cups, mm-hmm. not the hockey, the fucking cup. That's when Maximo was like having like this weird thing about him, like, oh my god, did I put the wrong thing? I'm like, no, right. Yeah, like, okay. He's buying her a new car.
And she's getting free cups.
Well, yeah, because that's like incredible advertising.
Buying her a car is fucking amazing. One, it's like kind of like you know, like the grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she was probably like, oh, come on, your car getting on fire fucking sucks. Oh my god, did I tell you guys a story?
What?
Okay, back to shout out Stanley, by the way. Yeah, good cut. Yeah. We fucking, I'm kicking it with LOML.
Okay. I'm following.
Did you love of my life.
Yep.
Letty, you're not supposed to say it.
Oh, Lamo.
I'm kicking it with Lamo.
Mm-hmm.
We're all litty like a titty, right? You know, we're like going up. We're at the crib. Everybody's there.
Hanging
it's
like
all
titties.
The homies, all the homegirls.
Yep.
And then the homie Andy's girlfriend is calling her dumbass's name. Drunk.
Oh, no.
Actually, I should call her and complain, huh? My best friend's girlfriend?
Yes.
It's calling Lamo.
Oh, I dumbass thought dumbass name. Is Lamo.
No.
Okay.
Letty, god damn it, bro. You're doing this on purpose now. You know what? My mom's boss is going to buy me a fridge. She wants to buy me a fridge.
You don't have a fridge right now?
I don't have a fridge. I have a Red Bull fridge that I just stuff a bunch of shit in there. Also stuff Red Bulls in there. But today there was like Chinese food there.
Bachelor pad, you see?
Yeah.
Remember when you judged me for having a pizza box on my couch?
Yeah, Chinese.
For 3 weeks?
Yeah. He had a pizza box from like, but he had like a pizza box like from the Ninja Turtles and shit. Like them shit said like, it's like some random pizza spot that you just found because you were drunk. You didn't even eat it.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it's like that right now.
You're like that right now.
I'm not like
so
that.
So really. We're happy then. We're in a good vibe.
Yeah, I think
we're going into Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
If you're watching
is
this during Thanksgiving, we're about to eat in a little bit. You are unblocked, but you don't even care because you know what? You've blocked that from your life.
You know what?
You're moved on.
All she did was block her blessings.
Exactly. Boom.
And you are the blessing.
Hey, that's dumbass. Right. Hey, I'm telling the podcast how you were calling dumbass's name. Like a fucking...
I didn't know.
You did know, fool. You did know. You did know. That's your fucking problem, person.
So how'd you do it, Clarissa? You were like...
Why?
Yes, she was just saying it.
Damn, just like that?
Yes. Oh,
I said it one time.
No, you said it multiple times. Because then you turned around drunk and looked at me and you're like, hey, fool, I just called...
Was she saying it to be an asshole?
No, she was just drunk and a dumbass. You know what, Clarissa? I'm out of here. I don't get on my phone. Yeah, see, people don't know how to fucking follow
what
rules.
What did love of your life say?
She was like, huh? She was confused. That's the perfect thing.
She acted like she was confused, but she took that name and put it in her back pocket.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she's never going to forget that. And the minute, like, something pops up, she's like, oh, yeah, boom.
It clicks.
But it's funny because every time she comes around, my homies just look at her and just, like, laugh. Because, you know, like because I was with her in high school, so they just, like, they just always bring up old shit about her. Like, they, like... When I first got her, she used to be greedy. She was like greedy. She was like a cola.
She wouldn't share.
Yeah, and she would be like, you're a cola. What do you tell her now?
She wouldn't share her chips.
Like her chips are like, if she had like food, she'll bring me food. Like I feel like, you know, she's the type to like hold the bottom of the chip bag.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And Tommy used to be like, you fucking, your cola ass girlfriend.
And they haven't let it go.
They don't let it go.
It's been like 4 or 5 years.
They asked her for her puff and they're like, nah, never mind. You might hold it for us. Like, they were just kind of being dicks about shit like that. Like, fucking my huevos.
Classic.
By the way, one of my friends got stabbed.
I saw.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah, he's good. But you know what? Like, he got stabbed. That's sad, right? But his dog got stabbed in the process of him getting stabbed.
It was trying to defend him?
I don't know the whole situation.
Or
but,
he had him in his arms?
He had like a big ass dog.
Oh my god.
But he was defending two girls from a guy.
Uh-huh.
That I don't know what the situation was. Yeah. He lives by 7-Eleven. And he was walking his dog like in the morning. And that fool fucking got stabbed all types of fucking ways.
That's crazy.
But he's good. He survived. But he also put like the song Many Man on his story.
Afterwards?
And I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with
How's the dog doing?
You know, the two girls that he was defending. They paid for the dog surgery, so that's a blessing.
That's awesome.
Surgery is like $3,000. I didn't know having a dog so expensive.
It's very expensive.
So he, shout out them, you know. He obviously the homie got in for them, you know, but the dog's already older.
Hey, but he knew the girls?
No, I mean, it's just
like. Something was happening at a 7-Eleven with a guy and two Samaritan. Girls, and then he pulled up.
And then he was like, the homie's like, hey, fool, like, I mean, I feel like you should, like, hey, fool. That's like, they're girls, dick, like.
Yeah.
You fucking beating up on the hyenas or whatever.
Oh,
and
so
the homie
sad.
Got in and he got stabbed. Yeah,
that's
it's kind of, so that's sad. Super.
Especially then, when he's just being a good Samaritan, like that he.
And the homie's not like a street dude. He's not like, he's a gangster. He's not none of that. He's the homie's like, he was a football player, girl. Like, you know, he's like he's a good kid, fool. Mm-hmm. He's not like, his job, he's not like, oh, I'm a gang. Like, no, he's a fucking civilian and just.
Yeah.
You know, he got in for the girls and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So.
And then Many Men.
And then he put Many Men on his story. That shit had me crying. Yeah.
Did he do that to troll or do you think he was
no,
like serious?
No, he was serious. He just, you know, I feel it. Like, the homie got stabbed. You know, he finally got hurt, you know?
Like, he finally got hurt.
Not like in a sense too, where like, you know, when you like.
Is that like
when I first got shot, that's all I talked about.
Yeah.
Like in high school, like that was just a conversation for everything.
What?
I was just flexing on bitches.
What's up,
like,
I'm daddy? Just, I
no,
just got
I
shot.
Get what you're saying. Cause randomly Swift will just be like, I got stabbed in my face. And I'm just like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Like,
like he'll just bring it up randomly. I don't give a fuck about nothing. I got stabbed in the face when I was 17. I'm just like.
Yeah. Right. Like fucking Jakarta when we got in a rumble and Swift was there. Jakarta just talks about him cracking somebody for like, he hasn't let it go. He's just like, yeah.
War stories.
Yeah, so it's like.
For sure, war stories.
But it was a funny thing about this.
Did get somebody really good, though.
We're talking about Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Me and my homies planned a Friendsgiving. Everybody's going through a gang of different shit. The timing is off. Yesterday, they're trying to have a last minute Thanksgiving.
Friendsgiving.
I'm like, why? Because the homie almost died? We should have maybe fucking done it. And just because he fucking wasn't.
You guys should do it, though.
Yeah, motherfuckers have kids. Fucking the
homegirl. Go over their house.
The homegirl's baby just got expelled from
the baby
from fucking daycare.
Oh shit.
she bit somebody in the face. She bit another. You know what? To the if somehow
I'm praying for all parties involved. That's all I'm saying.
So, somehow, some way. I don't have kids, but you guys have kids. I'm assuming you guys kids never. Bro, the baby got suspended from daycare. How the fuck did that happen? Like, did that happen to any of your kids?
There's like incident reports. Yeah. Oh, they tell you like if two kids
Ouchie
like
reports.
Got in a. Altercation or anything.
Ouchie reports?
But yeah. I don't know about suspension. That means like that kid either has the past in daycare.
Dude, she's fucking bad.
Or this, like bad intent.
This is what they texted her. Maria with a sad emoji. And Maria replied, yes, which is my homegirl Maria. After redirecting Aria's multiple times for biting friends, she bit one of her friends on the face. When the friend wouldn't give up the doll she was using, so fortunately, she would have to get picked up.
Damn. And they're trying to be as like PC as possible. Yeah, like,
you know, I'm like, dog, fool, I ain't gonna lie, fool. If like when I have a kid and fucking another fucking kid bites my kid in the face,
oh, yeah.
I'm gonna need to squabble from the mom or the dad.
Because
I'm assuming
baby.
Like what kids of your guys was the physical ones?
Max is probably the physical.
Nah,
one.
He's not that physical, but he's bossy.
Yeah.
He's like my rules.
Oh,
like my rules. I'm not playing with you.
And you know what I found? That at school, they're different than at home.
They are. For sure.
At home, I cannot control these kids. One is biting the other. One is like punching. Like one is more aggressive. At school, when I went for the parent-teacher conference, this is the best kid. He's so awesome.
And
I
was like, what the fuck?
He has no aggression issues because he does at home. Like, yeah, they always say kids are different at home.
Nah, little Vic, I used to take him to a daycare in Long Beach. And that shit was like a little fight club. Mm-hmm. Every single day, it was like, oh, he got in a fight. Oh, today he started. Yesterday, it was the other dude that started. I was like, man, forget all this. I just had to take him out. Because it was just too much every single day. Whether it was him, like, you know, because it's like, it's over like a couple weeks, right? You get tired. Like, this kid's picking on you. So now you're like, on defense, and then now you might hit him. And it was just like,
bro, one time I was at the mall, and then this little kid pushed Emmy off the slide, and she like fell, and Daniela popped up like, hey, like, and I was like, yo, chill. She was about to square with the kid.
Yeah, see, that's like my thing about you guys being parents, like, and especially like little Vic is like, he's pretty calm.
Yeah.
And like Emmy's calm, and like Lucito's calm. But then you fools also have like Max and Jorjito.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, what the fuck?
To this day, I haven't experienced it, but I plan to.
I feel like we should take a break.
Yeah.
You say where you guys want to, you're hungry?
Yes.
Let's eat.
I'm hangry. Anxiety.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back.
We're back. We're a little drunk now.
Shout out to Michi Chui.
We took a break to eat our Friendsgiving food. Shout out to everybody that brought something.
That's right.
It turned into a drink vest.
And you brought one bucket of rice, you guys. Like, literally.
That's really nice of her.
I made it. What did you make?
You made it?
One bucket of rice?
That shit was a little quemadita.
It was one cup of rice.
I still brought it.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. I ate it with my...
How many cups of rice can you make?
Actually, I know how to make a whole harra of rice. Not harra, like a...
Okay, make it next time.
Honestly, Angie was so good. It reminded me of like...
Are you trying to fuck Angie?
It was like a North Gate. Like, that's what it tastes like.
You can't.
What? Hey, relax.
No, you relax.
Yeah, I don't shoot this way. I shoot that way all the way to the streets.
Yeah, you got them blocked already. Go shoot
para los calles. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, how many did you drink?
One.
Yeah, because out of nowhere, we just hear Angie. By the way, one of our sound guys, he's white.
Yeah.
Angie. Oh, it's
because he and then and then we're like having a conversation and we just hear in your face, white boy. I'm like,
what? And I was like, dude, that was totally Angie
that
on the playground.
Totally Angie.
Like facts. Back in the day in school.
It's because Soso is trying to hook up with my sister. And then
is your sister hot?
Okay. So let's talk about how you're trying to trade and like swap out your sister for my tia.
Like, I would rather prefer Soso as my brother-in-law, like my cuñado.
Why are you racist?
No, because Soso's so cool.
He's so cool.
He would be
Are battling for Soso, for your tia, and for her sister?
Anyways.
Then I started pitching your tias to them.
Okay.
No, you said selling.
That's human trafficking.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Pitching. Shout out Michi Chewy. They brought us drinks, and then they also made stickers with the brown bag.
Facts.
And even like our little crown and the
it's
rose
fire.
And the
strings. Yeah, and you don't sue them. We like
pitching
them.
Mother.
I know. I love them. I love them.
Shout out Michi Chewy, you guys. They've been around.
Michi Chewy. Michi Chewy.
They've been around us for almost 3 years now.
Okay.
And they haven't even been on the pod for 2 years.
2 years.
It's been 2 years.
All right, what, Angie, don't answer. 10. What's his name?
Oh, it's Chewy. His name is actually
Chewy. His name is Chewy.
Okay, it's Jesus, what,
Jesus,
what's
right?
her name?
It's Jesus.
What's her name?
Okay, I get
Darlene.
Darlene or Darla? But I last time I called you Darla, and you're like, it's Darlene. I always mix them up. It's both, right? It's your full name is Darlene.
That's good.
They call you Darla.
Okay, notice how Maximo stayed quiet.
What do you mean?
You don't know the homies' names?
Like, wow, well, bro.
I know their
Do you know the name of that drink? I bet you do.
Michelada.
This is getting us ready for La Peda before Christmas.
Sure.
And I'm excited. Are you guys going to come? You guys have to come. You guys have to be there.
And do not buy fucking VIP. God,
oh, I know.
Oh, I know.
Michi Chewy.
Why? Last time they bought
VIP meet and greet. And we're like, dude, you guys are Michi Chewy.
Aww,
yeah.
So
but by the way, yeah. Yeah, we get fucked up every time they come around.
All it takes is one drink, legit.
Fucking shit.
If you want the bang for your buck, literally.
Yeah.
Hit up Michi Chewy.
Yeah. And fucking.
It's at michi.chewy on Instagram. No E's.
No E's.
michi.chewy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Chewy.
Yeah.
Michi Chewy.
Chewy.
Nah, I was saying meowth the other day.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Shane, what?
Meowth.
Meowth.
The Pokemon, right?
Pokemon.
To me, I say it right.
No, his name is Meow.
Meow.
No.
No,
it's Meow.
Meow.
They don't say Meow.
It's Meow.
It's Meow, bro.
Oh, Meow.
I'm a fucking Pokemon meowing. Legend.
I'm Meowing.
I'm a Pokemon master.
You guys did the photo thing, but you guys don't know Pokemon. It's not Meow. It's Meow.
It's Meow.
You're saying the same thing. I'm hearing you just repeat yourself.
It's Meow.
No, it's not, bro.
Meow.
Oh, my.
No.
Yeah, it's Meow.
Google it, Google it.
Bro, we were born when it was created.
Yeah. I know how it's spelled, dude.
You weren't born to the Johto League.
Yeah.
So you think the TH is silent?
It is silent.
How's it going?
So it's just Meow?
It's Meow. That's right.
How does Team Rocket say it? They say Meow?
Yes.
Get the fuck out, bro.
He's like Meow?
They say Meow.
Bro.
I say Meowith.
That's wrong.
That's super wrong.
Trisha wrong.
Why do I say it like that then?
Meowith.
You want to be different.
No. In my brain, that's how you say it.
M-E-O and then W-T-H.
Meowith.
Hold on. You know that Meowth is the only Pokemon that doesn't say his own name?
Yeah.
That's right.
good one.
Also, he talks.
Yeah.
See?
No, okay, play it again. Shut the fuck up. Okay,
he's saying his own name, stupid ass.
No, but that's not the only thing he
says.
It's
Meowth. That's right.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's saying Meowth to me.
How do the humans say it?
You need your ears
checked. It sounds like he's saying Meowth.
I don't know why. I always wonder why he had a New York accent. You notice that?
What's the dog one?
He's loyal, though.
Growlithe?
Growlithe.
Oh, no. Oh. No, I see what you're doing.
Hold on.
No, with
Meowth, you might
different.
Be on to something.
Meowth.
Growlithe, because that's definitely Growlithe's name.
Meowth.
And he's the dog.
And yeah, this is Meowth the cat.
No, but there's an I before
the
T-H.
At the end for Growlithe.
Meow. It's Meow T-H.
I can give because I'm a Pokemon.
But Duno just calls it Meow. El Meow Meow.
El Meow.
Yeah, you call it Meow.
You're
Mexican. That Mexican Pokemon. His name is Hawlucha.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love that guy.
Wait,
did you? Yeah.
Hawlucha.
Yeah. Look him up. Jose, look him up. Trying to. Fucking Hawlucha.
We've probably looked him up like 20 times in this podcast.
Yep.
Damn, we're
one more time.
No, it's not your bad. It's our bad.
And that's like a wrestler.
Hawlucha.
Yeah,
Hawlucha.
Yeah, the one that's, yeah.
That's like a wrestler. Sick ass Hawlucha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
shit.
That did us dirty.
Angie, we have to do sombra sala, Angie.
Oh, yeah, you guys.
Hold on. Before you do that, Vic, are you thirsty like Rock?
Brock.
Brock, no, sorry, him. Brock. That's
him. The horniest one of all.
Oh, the horniest man of all time.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not that horny.
Who's Angie?
Can't control
no,
my.
Let Duno guess.
Who's Angie?
I just can't control my Onyx.
Go.
Who's Angie?
Who'd you play? Nurse Pokemon Joy? Dirty humor is like.
No.
Only 30-year-olds get it.
Angie was for Christmas. For
I know who you would have been.
Oh.
Snorlax.
Damn.
That's fucked up.
You know who you would have been?
Who?
Don't even make me say it.
Say it, Mewanto.
You're fucking Brock.
Why? That's Brock.
You're Brock.
What's the nurse?
And Jinx.
Jinx.
Move on from the fucking conversation.
That's fucked up.
I want to be Clefairy.
Oh, Clefairy's
can you
good
put up Jinx so as you can see that she's confused?
Because I could think of...
Oh, you're going to fuck him up after you see it.
I want to leave crying.
No, you're not.
You're so mean to me. And the moment I'm mean to you... Oh!
And she doesn't have blonde hair, you fuckface.
But if I was blonde, I'd look like that?
That was a good comeback.
Isn't there a different one with black hair? Jinx Maze or something like that?
Oh,
I don't know. It's like
no?
The evolved form of it?
Yeah, but she was looking at cheat code on the video game. Because she could just do everything. Like, she could hypnotize you and do the most. Like
you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Damn, just I don't remember her.
Confused Ray.
I remember Nick Nash.
I like Eevee and I like Ninetales.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Ninetales is dope.
What about you, Angie?
I like Charmander. That was my Pokemon.
Yeah.
Charmander.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, that was funny. But anyways, you guys. Anyways, this is for you two. Because Becky G was seen with her cheating ex, you guys, over the weekend. They were together, and apparently, I don't know if they're back together, but they look very happy. Can you put the pictures?
Yeah, they were like at a stoplight.
It's the second link.
Yeah, they were holding each other, talking to each other. It didn't look like they hated each other, that's for sure.
First one.
It looked like they were just walking alone, like together. Like if you didn't know what went down with them, they just looked like a couple walking.
Oh, yeah. And she looks so happy. I can't even blame her because I'm back with my ex, but.
Oh, my gosh. But he didn't cheat on you on Helica.
No, he did not. But see, look, they're hugging each other.
Oh,
they got the green.
They got coffee. Going they on. Went to the farmer's market.
Oh, my God. They're matching green and black.
Oh, look. Duno's punching the air right now. True.
Stay at home club. Yeah, right. You're not staying at home.
All of a sudden, he wants to stay home.
Fellas. But this also shows you the bitch don't change even though she got money.
What?
I don't know what that means.
She could have had any man in the world. Went back to the man that made her look stupid. Woman.
Or the guy she loved.
They were engaged.
This hurt. This honestly is hurt. Like, it's just like.
He still cheated.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, she really took him back.
Click on Sombrasala's story. Click on the story of Sombrasala. The next one was good.
The next one. Look at them.
They put cuernos on Becky G.
Oh. Actually, you did that.
Can someone explain this phrase?
Cuernos.
Se puso los cuernos.
Yes.
Cuernos.
Can someone explain
it? They put the horns on you. They put the...
La quemaste la pata.
Can you explain English. The cuernos?
Kind of like... I never heard that.
Okay.
You never heard
that? Yeah, that means you cheated.
Se lo puso los cuernos.
No, like te puso los cuernos, but also you're like... I think it's like a mírame, like made you look stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like
the deer with the headlights kind of thing?
Not really.
No, it's more than that because literally when somebody tells you like, te pusieron los cuerdos, it means
that they cheated on you.
Yeah. That's what I fucking said. Yeah,
I know.
Like, she's trying to like, we're trying to get to the bottom of like, why?
Yeah, the origin.
I'm a cama mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because
there's
the
song.
Que no me digan en la esquina.
Now,
el
venado.
That's
about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that song.
Maybe it's like deer
in
headlights.
I thought it was about cazadores.
Because then you get the lights.
Venado's a deer, right?
Ama, la frase, si la frase te pusieron los cuernos, ¿qué significa?
¿Cómo que te pusieron los cuernos?
Ajá.
¿Cuál frase? ¿Cómo frase?
¿Qué? Oh my God,
you're slow.
Yeah, okay, Macol, alguien engaña a otra persona. ¿Ves que un día tú me dijiste, ese señor le puso los cuernos a su esposa? Mm-hmm. ¿De dónde viene esa, like, analogy?
Like cuernos, ¿por qué es cuernos?
Yeah, ¿por qué eso?
Pues no sé.
Fake ass Mexican boy.
No, don't hang up on her.
Fake Mexican.
I honestly don't know the origin of like.
But I've heard it my whole life.
Okay, you guys talk about it. I'll find it.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll use this thing called Google.
You know what I was thinking? I'm like, this is all your fault. Both of you.
Is deer in the headlights?
No.
This is all your fault because the deer, if she has cuernos, then you get all the light. The headlights are on you.
No, because when you have a deer means in your spotlight. Like they're looking just, at like, you. Frozen. Cuernos is like they cheated on you. That's just the phrase. Like they pusieron los cuernos.
You put handlebars on her head.
Now you control her.
makes sense now. It's like a bicycle.
Yeah. You ride it.
I don't know if that's what it is.
I don't know how to explain it.
Where were they at? That they were just walking in the street.
They were at the farmer's market.
Farmer's market.
Where?
Out here in L.A.
In L.A.?
I believe it was Porter Ranch.
Oh, they're out.
Yeah. Porter Ranch right by my hood.
Why? You didn't see it.
You said it was all our fault, Angie?
Okay. Yeah, okay. I said it was all your fault because I have an answer. Guys didn't actually like froze when you met her. I don't know.
Like a deer in headlights?
Yeah.
I know, I thought about like, damn, I missed my opportunity. Like, she was single.
She was single.
Did run into her. And then me and Duno both folded.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what
weenies.
Yeah. So what, you did too?
Oh, he's married.
I texted my girl if I could and she didn't reply in time.
Okay,
there's a few possible explanations. Okay. One that I think is like the most like, so here's a few. One possibility is the bull, a symbol of male virility. Bulls are used to breed cattle and have to service a lot of cows. At the same time, the cows will show the bull they're ready to mate by their behavior, blah, blah, blah. So it's basically like about how horny you are. Horny? Cuernos?
Horn?
Oh, I've never heard
horns?
That.
Another possible explanation has to do with representations of the devil with horns. Horns represent the desire to sin or temptation. But when a woman put the horns on her husband or a husband on the wife, it's the innocent one who gets the horns, not the one who committed the sin.
Oh.
Oh, that makes a little
sense. That one's probably the best one. Yeah.
I've also heard people say that it means the husband or wife is the last to know, meaning everyone sees the horns except the one wearing them.
Oh. That's the one.
But yeah, I've heard that the expression. I've heard that saying that analogy a lot, a gang of
what time. About the pata one?
I've never heard that.
I don't know what you're saying.
Se la quemó la pata? You never heard that one? No.
Se le quemó la pata?
Yeah, like.
Essentially the same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
I've never heard it.
You never heard it?
That means chlamydia. Burn.
Chlamydia.
Oh, that's what that was. My bad.
Maybe.
I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm pretty sure.
Damn.
She's back with her ex, dog?
Yeah. Ex. And the rumor is that she never really broke up with him. They were just like on a little break. Mm-hmm. He was out here taking a little therapy.
Yeah.
And now there's C.
Okay.
She hasn't said anything.
This is what I hate about this. Like,
even her album, we were all waiting to listen to her album to see if she was talking about it. And that's why it makes sense if she didn't say anything crazy on the album.
Because she was going to look...
Talked about more how hurt she was. Or like
how in love she was. Hurting, yeah. Like the betrayal.
Okay, so if it went to therapy because he cheated?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was working on himself.
That's such a cop out.
You're such a...
No, because I think it might be the thing to go to therapy because you cheat. Because it's about you. It's not about me.
It's not
about the girls. It's about you. There's something in you that makes you cheat. Whether your dad was a cheater or your family wasn't held together or you're insecure or you lack discipline, it's internal. It's about a dude.
I agree 100%. However, I feel like you shouldn't get like a get out of cheating free card just by going to therapy after. Like, that's why.
You don't. You shouldn't.
Yeah, you don't get a pass. But
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, to her, it's different.
But that would be a necessity. You don't get it just by going to therapy. But if you do want, therapy is a way back.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's like, come healed.
Because it's either go to therapy. Like, you guys just expect her to take you back with nothing. Like, not even going to therapy.
But this is like setting the precedence, like, oh, I could get her back as long as I go to therapy. You know what I'm saying?
No, go but like it once should a week, be like, hey, you need to go to therapy if you want me back.
No, because then you're just doing it just to go. You're not actually learning anything.
But what is there to learn?
About yourself.
About yourself. You're working on yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what therapy is.
Well, you think one day you just stop cheating?
My thing is, I'm not fully committed to anybody, so it's technically not cheating. Touch exactly. 100%.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like, and vice versa, it could be woman or man, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like as a man, fool, like, be like, you know what, fool, I was horny as fuck, I was drunk, I wanted to fuck somebody else. I hate the fact that it's like,
but guess what? Even in your lack of committing to someone, is something you could do, go to therapy about.
No.
Your lack of being able to commit to someone.
But then he should have committed right away. I feel like you've only been gone for 2 months, 3 months, seven. 4 months, 7 months?
Yeah.
That's not fucking enough time.
Yeah.
If that's just an inner problem without even a drug or alcohol, then it's a really you problem. You need about more time to figure that shit out.
I don't think they're saying they're back together.
Yeah, it's just they were spotted together.
They're fucking.
They're spotted together. She's very
happy. Yeah. If you seen at the farmer's market with a girl,
I'm fucking
raw.
Because we're probably eating some nasty shit from the farmer's market.
Yeah, but y'all haven't been together with the girl long enough to even know what that means.
How long were they together?
A long time.
Give me a
years.
Okay, I don't have my phone with me.
It's like a few things that are like very intimate. You know what I'm saying?
6 years?
Target.
Man, I don't know how many that be farmer's market. For 10 years.
Yeah, see, 6 years and they were engaged. You know what? It comes out that he cheated.
You know what it is? I grew up in a very low income inner city. So I'm assuming my homies and older people that I know don't go to therapy because they don't have the money for it. Yeah. But maybe in the white communities and the rich communities, maybe therapy is a thing they do after they cheat all the time. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just new to me.
And that's not fair. The poor people don't get to go to therapy after they cheat.
Because I've never heard somebody say, I'm going to go to therapy because I cheated.
That's what I'm saying.
Crazy. It's
bullshit.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm pretty sure probably.
But you guys are missing the point. You're saying, hey, I can go to therapy, get her back. No, that's not the point.
No,
let me finish. But it could be that in order to get her back, therapy would be required. Doesn't mean I'm going to take you back, but you should go to therapy. Period. You should go to therapy.
Yeah.
Right?
Agreed.
Me, as someone that loves you, that's hurt by you, if that's what I am saying, then you're going to do what I am saying in order to like make this better, right? If that's the thing that she put, that doesn't mean, hey, let's go to therapy. No, she'll take me back. Because girls will take a guy back without him doing any work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at least he's doing the work.
So we're applauding him for doing the work?
Or he could pay somebody.
Raise your hand if you've been to therapy. Okay, so we're judging without having been there, right? It actually does work.
No.
I'm
not judging therapy. I think when you go to therapy for like, let's say you're dealing with depression, like serious things. Let's be honest.
Cheating is serious.
No. I get that. But Letty, you go you. Mm-hmm. Bro, like if we compare, like we know you're on a personal level, right?
Right.
If we compare his cheating and his doing compared to what you've been through in life, I'm going to be like, I understand one thing. But my thing is like...
For men specifically, so I'm not a man.
Yeah.
I'm not a man.
Okay.
But for men specifically, your guy's lack of commitment or your guy's lack of discipline in order to like stay faithful to a girl, there's deep rootedness in that. There's a reason why you're like that. So if you're saying like, I'm a cheater and I don't want to be a cheater, let me figure it out. Because there's people like, fuck it, I'm cheating. Fuck it, I'm not committed. Boom, that I am how I am. Yeah, eso es eso.
And then,
where there's people like, I want to be better. Like, you go to therapy for that. To figure out why you're cheating in the first place. Same with drinkers. Why am I drinking? Same with partiers. Why am I partying? A lot of it is a symptom of something that is actually happening.
Yeah.
Even anger. Like, if I'm a, if I'm an angry person, fuck, like, the hard shit.
That's real.
Why am I an angry person? Why am I a sad person? Why am I a person that can't be alone? All of those things have, like, are symptoms to something inside.
I know. And
literally the only way is therapy.
No. And I totally agree with all those, like, the sad. But I just think, like, the cheating one is, like, the fool.
But you'd be surprised.
I know. I'm trying to look at it from everybody's point of view. But in my head, I'm like, okay, like, my mom to this, and right, we would never know. But my mom goes like, your dad never me faltó respeto when it came to another woman. He never cheated on me. So my mom will be like, obviously, but what I'm saying is like, I see when I think of therapy, I think of serious things, right? Like things that my dad been
through. Severe trauma.
He thinks
traumatic. Cheating is not serious.
Because when I think of like, like, bro, I drank my whole teenage years. Mm-hmm. I stopped for 2 years like this.
Right.
Like, you know, just on my own.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is, not that I had a problem as a kid. I was a kid, you know, doing that with the homies. What I'm saying is like...
This is getting very real right now.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying is like, when it comes to like, you going like, what if you just don't love her the same she loves you? What if, honestly, you know, therapy would make sense. Hey, do you really love her? Maybe you don't. Maybe you should let her go. Mm-hmm. And I get... But also that's a lot of self-reflection. Like, you know what, fool? I'm just a dog.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be easier. Like, I think the blogs are going to do what the blogs do, right? Like, that's what they're supposed to do. Yeah. But I'm like, therapy's not like, if that fool's another bad bitch, he might do it again.
That's my point.
That's lack of discipline.
Yeah.
And I can only tell you from seeing Jorge. Like, and not for nothing.
What if that fool didn't have a dad?
The dude could cheat on me tomorrow. Jorge could cheat on me tomorrow. But... he has bad bitches around him all the time. We were at the fucking marathon thing at ComplexCon. Mm-hmm. These bitches are buchonas that are like models that are for the marathon. But it's like, he is so balanced that's not a temptation for him. You know what I'm saying? But that also deals with what's been instilled in him. You guys always hear me say about how balanced this fucking fool is. Like, I want him to be a little bit toxic, but he's not. Mm-hmm. But another man with a lack of discipline would be jumping on it. You know what I'm saying? And all of that is like, why do I lack discipline?
Yeah.
What happened to me? And I want to be better. Mm. Like, you know, like even in your, again, like the lack of commitment, which you guys like are super bound to, like Vic, your just think of your family dynamic and then think of your relationship dynamic. Can you see a correlation of what you saw and then kind of what you're exhibiting?
Absolutely.
Similarly to you, Duno, like what you saw in your house and what you're exhibiting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, all of that can be tied back. And then that therapy kind of helps you tie it. Yeah. Clearly, we're still who we are. We still have personality traits. We still are a character. That part plays into it.
Yeah.
But I think the bottom line is that he wants to be back with her.
Yeah.
And
I'm okay with that. Like, if you really... And, you know, like, it's vice versa. I've seen... girls
by the way,
guys,
we're like all turned right now. We're super drunk right now.
Yeah.
I'm about to start crying.
And by the way, I see.
You better be drinking, look, listening,
you guys,
and watching.
Yeah, it's fucking Thanksgiving. Better be drunk.
I see girls.
Otra, Darla, look, Darlene, thing is,
look,
Dean.
And keep in mind, I'm not judging her because who am I to judge? No, I'm not.
I'm not judging her at all.
Because my mom took my dad back. Every single time after a gang of being a drug addict. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maybe therapy would have helped her.
Yeah.
Maybe therapy would have helped her, let him go. Or
Ken still.
It definitely didn't help him. That shit was not doing. You know, but.
There's different.
Definitely 100% not knocking therapy at all. I think it works.
But I think you guys are talking about the optics. Wow, he goes to therapy, now he gets her back.
That's what I'm saying. And specific to him, not that I know this guy at all, but like, he's on the road. He's a football player. Attractive sucker. Dude. Like, whatever.
Oh.
Football. No, I'm not.
You didn't say pause. You didn't say pause.
Bro, looks like me. Come on. Like, come on. Looks like a better version of me.
No. All right.
No, but look.
Oh, my God. Is that big?
That looks nothing like you.
Look, so what I'm saying is that...
Yeah, I feel like I'm hombre.
He looks like a fucking Spartan.
I'll put $100 that he's going to do it again. Hey, he's gonna fuck up again. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
You know who he reminds me of?
Tristan.
Yes.
You see? That's what I'm saying. Well, that's my point.
But I'm still for therapy.
No, I'm for therapy too.
No.
How many times Tristan been in therapy? Sometimes it can't help people.
My thing is,
Becky G, I hope you never get cheated on. And if you
no,
do,
I hope
me
not
and my
either.
Girl will bring you
Becky,
and
you're
you
a queen. You're a queen. You deserve better. Everything. Yeah, so you deserve the world.
This is my thing. This is my thing, bro. This is my thing. How old is Becky G?
Like mid 20s, like 26, maybe.
You literally asked that when they got proposed. You always ask her.
Dog. Hey, no.
All I'm going to say is that fool could afford paying a therapist off, and he didn't even have to go.
True.
26.
Paying a therapist off.
Yeah, just sign
Becky
this paper.
G, come
here,
fly, baby girl.
It happens.
Look,
I know.
Honestly, hey, Becky I G. wanted to be happy.
Trust Becky, me. Hold up. Nah, fuck.
Who needs free therapy?
I wanted to be happy, even if it's not with me.
Becky G, no, no.
Sebastian, her boyfriend, ex. 31. She's 26.
Oh, she has
different.
A type. 31-year-old.
Yeah, she likes white food. I feel like she not for the people.
He's not white.
I'm just kidding. No, I just can't give a fuck. Hey, Becky G, look, for come live life, food. The block's cool.
Oh, like, she likes men with double L's in their last name? Okay.
Yo.
Okay.
All right,
31-year-olds?
Beard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys see the vision.
She's a great fucking person.
She is.
The best person.
Are you jinxing her to
I'm not trying to jinx her. I just don't want her to get hurt again.
I'm looking at her. If I'm looking at her, I look at one of the homegirls. I'll tell one of the homegirls.
I know. I just want her to be happy, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Me and my girl take care of you.
Whoa. That's the wildest thing anybody said.
That's a whole.
That's way more that's wild than anything me or Duno have said.
Hey, my thing
you
is, my
two for one.
Becky G.
Oh my God. Maxima, who are you?
I know. Wait, look at that. After two Michi Chuis. After two Michi Chuis.
Oh, I'm looking at her like this. This is how I'm looking at her. I'm like, Becky G, fool, you young, fool, live life, fool. Marriage.
She's not trying to go to the blog, bro.
No, I'm not saying she has to come to the blog. Yeah, but I'm on house now.
Well, that's
apartment.
True.
Apartment. Yeah,
that's
apartment.
Whoa, oh, no, look, hey, Duno.
Like
Duno.
You are
here. What did she say?
Apartment.
Oh. Duno, look, now you can be like, your
yeah,
place or mine.
You said in a fucking hut. Yeah.
You said in a That's fucked up.
Stop being me.
Bro, she's not Bro, it's fucked up. She don't live in a
I could be fucking
hot.
That's fucked up.
Angie, but look, what I'm saying is like, fool, we're young. Me and her are young, wait. And I'm not saying, look.
Oh, you guys are only 3 years apart.
Sincerely, like, I'm like, fool, live life a little bit. Because, fool, like, do you really want to be married right now, Becky G?
Yeah, she does. She was engaged.
Yeah, and it didn't work out.
No.
So give it time. 7 months?
You know
that's
why?
Not a lot of time, fool.
It's also probably.
What is she scared that she's popping? Girl, you allowed to be who you want to be. If Becky G wants to go be a hoe right now, go do it up. I promise you, the music's going to be 10 times better. No cap. But if Becky G wants friends her age, because she kicks it with a lot of older people. She does, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm not saying I kick it with you guys. Yeah. Love hanging out with you guys. You guys are amazing.
Old?
The 30-plus club, I'm all for it, fool.
We called it old, bro.
He did.
But you know what, fool? You need balance in life, like he was just saying. Becky G, you need friends that you
so
know.
So were
like,
your old friends?
You're my older friends.
Would you take your tag in or what?
I would. What? Maybe hit a Nas. Some Nas a little bit.
You want her to hit the Nas balloon?
Becky.
I'm not going to ruin her.
She wants to go to farmer's market.
I
want
her to do cocaine with my boys.
That's pretty nice of
you. Well, yeah. I have a lot of homegirls in my life.
Baby, chupame la verga.
What the?
Oh, thank you.
I should have tried that one.
Bro, I have to go speak to a school after this. I have to go talk to young journalists.
You guys, we knew what was happening when Michi Chui came.
Yeah.
Oh, we knew
Northridge.
I know. I missed you guys.
Are you down to trade?
Trade, yeah.
Look, I'm like, are you down to trade?
Yeah. Like a long time ago, me and Angie were like, dude, we literally haven't drank in so long.
I haven't drank like this.
Nah, Becky G, live life, girl, but.
What were they saying?
I'm telling you before we see
her.
Why did
you guys cheer a little? What did you guys cheer for?
What do we cheer about?
No, Angie's a fucking hater. I was like, Becky G, I'm on pan now. And Angie was like, apartment.
Yeah, she said apartment. So then he said, you live in the.
And then he
no, no.
I didn't say that.
It was edited off.
Yeah, and then I was just saying.
No, it's not edited off.
I was just saying that I want Becky to be happy.
Oh, this Jamaica one fucking smacked me right now.
You know what I'm saying?
The what?
The Jamaica joint.
That's just okay, that fire, really bro.
Damn.
Hey, it's Jamaica tamarindo.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's the one they gave me.
Can this drink be named after me?
That's like two ghetto kids.
I just said Fiker. No, it's a Moscow Mule.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I was trying to say.
The cucumber one is so good.
Hey, hey.
The cucumber one?
Cucumber.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This shit's about to go off the rails. Let's go. Where were we?
Let's play Truth or Dare.
No.
I will pass.
It's Friendsgiving. We have to play a Friendsgiving.
Oh, I am loyal to my girl, Becky G.
Bro, that's what said him and his girl.
I didn't say spin the bottle, you fuckface. I said truth or dare.
I know.
Letty, this fool and Daniela are trying to crack Becky G together.
Yeah. That's what he said right now.
Makes sense.
He's like two crazy at the same time.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I'm predicting.
See, she's not going to do it.
I'm predicting you.
Thank you for believing me. Because Maximo has game.
Yeah, he does have game.
Hey, Maximo, I'm predicting you being the first one in my realm to have the trilogy couple thing, whatever.
$1 million?
The trial.
No. Throuple?
A throuple.
Thank you for your kind words.
El chamuco.
I didn't know that meant devil.
What?
Chamuco supposedly means devil, right?
Does it?
Yeah.
Chamuco?
What else
chamuco?
Does it mean?
I thought it was like
can we turn on the air?
No. Oh. Chamuco is it's another way to say devil.
The fucking alcohol's kicking in. How
okay, different chamuco. Ways to say devil. Satanás.
Chamuco.
Different words that mean devil.
Oh, el diablo.
Chamuco.
No, where you said that?
Satanás.
I said that already. You're lost.
Satan.
You lost. Different way to Satan. Say God. Diosito.
Jesus. Mi rey. Nuestro padre.
Pookie.
You're out.
Okay.
Different ways to say Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Bro, that's the only fucking way we know.
No.
Say Nick.
Chris Kringle.
Say Nick.
Papa Noel.
Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah. Papa Noel, that's true.
The deer owner.
All right, let's go to prom pride. Snoopy is Mexican. What?
El Snoopy. Snoopy.
Why is this a thing? Snoopy. What's going on? Charlie What's going Brown? On, Vic?
Okay, so the voice actor for Snoopy and Woodstock is actually Bill Melendez. And he helped produce the Peanut specials and was the original voices of.
True.
But also, he also produced.
Hold on, go up. What was the original voices? Wow. Yeah. He low-key looks like a Latino KFC Colonel Sanders.
He does look like that. Oh, my God.
Shout out that guy.
He looks like his boy Asada is bussing.
Yeah.
Bro,
my father-in-law dresses like that.
With the vest? Huh.
Yeah,
sweater vest.
That feel like he loved.
And glasses.
That feel like he loves his fucking grandchildren more than he loves his real children.
Every person loves their grandchildren more than they love
my mom loves me way more than Aiden.
No, watch when you have a kid. Your mom's going to love your kid more than she loves you.
Bro, they're going to love them
so
much.
Aiden's lame. My mom loves me way more than Aiden.
But when you have kids. That. When you have a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Because
she probably loves Aiden more than she loves who's Aiden's mom. Yep.
Yeah, if Aiden's still lame. And Angie and Jaylene.
Oh, my God. How old is Aiden? Are you jealous of them?
Fuck am I jealous of?
I don't know.
That was a lame way. Nah, I went that for yesterday. I had that for
yesterday. What makes him a lame?
Like, your mom can't love them, too?
Nah, that was a lame.
Because you raised him, so what makes him a lame?
I didn't raise him. He has parents. But that was a lame.
But you kick it with him all the time.
Yeah, that's what gets me mad, bro, all the time.
Why?
All
right.
I don't kick it with him all the time, though.
Oh. Me and Vic met Clippers.
Kawhi.
Kawhi, and then I hung out with Russ.
Nah, if I didn't take a picture with them. Ah, bro.
Welcome to the game.
We have to tell you what the conversation was.
What was the conversation?
Because shout out Marathon. Shout out my husband, first of all. Shout out everything that they did at ComplexCon. It was incredible. I was at Marathon, and first I saw Russ. Russ had went by, so I said, what's up to Russ? Took photos with Russ. When Vic came through, then I took him to Marathon, and Kawhi was there. So I took a photo of Kawhi, and then I was like, hey, Kawhi, we work at Power 106. We talk about you all the time. And he's like, good or bad? And I was like, fuck, are we going to lie?
And then
I was like, no. And I was like, we talk about how you're the real LA team. Because that's what Maximo always says, that they're real LA. Because Kawhi, Russ, Harden, and Paul George, they're all from out here.
Yeah.
And then Kawhi said,
Kawhi said,
but we got to win one first. So even Kawhi knows, like, we got to win it to claim LA. So it was tight.
He was actually really cool.
He was so cool.
Did we take a picture?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You're acting like you're in a Clipper fan now.
No,
it was actually tight. It was actually super tight.
No, bro, he's cool.
And if you were there, you would be super happy,
bro,
too.
Bro, Kawhi is cool, bro.
He was really cool.
I was sad I didn't get to meet Russ, honestly.
Okay,
Russ is even more cool because shout out Kawhi. Kawhi's cool. Why do they call him the fun guy? Is that like a diss?
They're making fun
like,
of him.
It's ironic.
Yeah, it's ironic because he's fucking.
He's serious?
Yeah.
He's serious, you know, fucking.
Because I posted a photo with him and everyone's like, the fun guy.
Probably nobody has his number on the team. Like, he's one of them fools. Yeah, like he's probably not in the team group chat.
What I did like was he was wearing a shirt of Russ's brand. So you could tell. Honor the Gift. That's Russell Westbrook's brand. So you could tell that they get along. And also, what I thought was really cool was Nipsey was homies with both of them before they were even on the Lakers or Clippers. Because remember, Russ was on the Lakers first.
Yeah.
Nipsey was always homies with both of them. Yeah. So to see them pull up, and it was like, oh, that's so dope.
Yeah.
And
they just so happen to be Clippers right now.
Yeah.
But they've always been down with Nip, regardless. Yeah. Like even when Russ was with OKC, he would help and always pull up to marathons.
Well, they're big Californians.
Yeah.
They like, you know, they're big like Angelinos. California, West Coast. Kawhi's from Riverside. We don't claim him.
We do.
No, we don't.
Did you hear that?
Bro, if we're being honest,
you drive to Riverside all the time.
If we're being honest, you're not from Los Angeles. Ooh. You're from the 818.
No, he's from Los Angeles.
That is Los Angeles.
Hello, sir. LA County, please
your
get it right.
Your little bubble isn't all only Los Angeles. Get it together,
you're
bro.
Offended.
Oh, we
you're
are about
offended.
To fight. Hey, I'm get on your together, side. Bro. Don't even trip.
I could walk to Staples Center. Okay. You have that to drive make 40 LA. Minutes.
That's a part of LA.
You have to drive 40 minutes.
Staples Center isn't even the Lakers' original home. It's the Kings' home.
What is LA for you?
What's LA for me?
Yeah.
From...
It's going to be so small.
It's going to be two blocks.
From where I live to where I live.
From where he lives to Staples Center.
From the Nella to Watts.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Nella.
See, I wasn't talking to you. You got in. You wanted to.
The Valley
because I'm a ride from Maximo.
Yeah.
It's okay.
The Valley is LA County, bro.
All the way to Lancaster is LA County.
Facts.
Okay.
And to Pomona is LA County. Hey.
Yeah, West Covina is technically LA, but I'm not about to Cape.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Man.
Who was there? Jeezy's ex, Jeannie Mae, the lady
where?
From The Real?
In
she was in El Salvador. Because that's where they held Miss Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck with us.
Miss Nicaragua won.
I like it.
I seen her family reacting to the win.
The Miss Nicaragua.
Shout
out to Miss Nicaragua. Shout out to you.
Shout out to all the Nicaraguans.
Yeah.
This is like back at the Blue Wall.
Oh, Blue Wall vibes.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Back at the Blue Wall.
That's the name of this episode.
The Blue Wall.
Yeah. Friendsgiving back at the Blue Wall.
Kiss.
Now Kiff.
Hey,
El Venado. Okay, me and Angie were to kiss. Who do you think gets more mad, Jorge or Prius Papi?
Prius Papi
would not get mad.
He would get mad.
Yeah, he
would
get so mad. No, I don't think. Yeah,
I don't think so.
He would get so mad.
That fool.
Yeah, he'd get mad.
Jorge already tells Angie you're taking my family.
Yeah, he has. It's because sometimes I'll be like in Lethe's bed and with the babies and like taking a nap and then he'll
literally
walk
it'll
in.
Be me and Angie sleeping in my bed with the babies.
And then he'll come and he's like he'll just stare at me. He's like, "You're taking my family."
Jorge's like, "I've seen a documentary about this."
I definitely decided something about this.
Fight you, Vic. Jesus fucking
Christ. Because he watched the documentary?
Yeah. He's like, you can't talk shit about Jorge.
By
the way, he got a spray tan.
I know he's watching documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
He's like me.
Get ready. Tonight, we were going... We filmed this on Tuesday?
Yeah. On Tuesdays, yes.
Tonight, we're going to be at Born and Raised.
Sadie Hawkins.
Sadie Hawkins. Winner form, will you feel me?
I know I'm a little turned... Shout out, David. Shout out, Yaelin. Shout out, everyone that is a part of Spanto's inner circle and life and love and family. Tonight we're gonna be at Sadie Hawkins.
Yes.
I predict it to be very emotional. Everybody's been saying it's going to be emotional.
Yeah. I seen the caption they put.
And I just feel it's very beautiful that we are personally invited. So shout out Ricky.
Yeah, shout out Ricky for inviting us.
Shout out Ricky, man.
Yeah, it's hella dope. Something I wanted to go to for years, honestly. Like,
what is it though?
It's kind of like a dance.
It's their Christmas party, essentially.
It's a little formal.
But it's called Sadie Hawkins.
Letty brought up a good point that like LA kind of has this thing. Before it was the Young and Reckless prom for like streetwear and like just people in the culture like to go and like celebrate life, you know, at the end of the year. And I feel like they stopped doing it and then Born and Raised kind of picked up the baton.
Right.
And it's like the, you know, coolest shit. Like everybody's like good vibes, well-dressed and everything. And
but I know that Spanto is indigenous.
Yes.
But as it relates to Born and Raised, I feel like it opens the door. Because even I've been to Reckless prom with Young and Reckless.
Mm-hmm.
It was very white centric.
Okay.
Whereas born and raised is Latino
very Chicano, very urban.
And beautiful. Yeah. We deserve to have a space like that.
Absolutely.
And it's cool that they were like, we want to give you guys that space.
Brown excellence.
Exactly.
Yes. Brown excellence. Exactly. And I think it's dope because I think they, essentially, yes, it's like a networking party, right? Mm-hmm. Where you go meet people. But I think the point of it is like, them fools are like essentially having their own little like party, so we're like, let's invite all the homies and get drunk.
You guys heard it, right?
What did I say?
I heard the first time.
You said essentially.
Essentially? Oh, damn. See, let me teach you.
Let me teach you.
Okay, say it right.
Essentially.
There it goes.
Yes! Yep. Like, yeah. Hey, yeah. Juno, look at me. Look at me.
What's up?
No!
Could I get out of the room?
Look at me. Papacito. Thank you. I'll always be number one in your heart.
Pause. But yeah, it's
but is it a lie?
No.
See? Look, we damn. Love each other.
How long was it for you guys to get let you out of your fit already?
Well, I have my little implant now, so I don't get my period.
Oh.
Oh, is that?
Or I'm pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know it?
Probably the second one, because you should be getting it.
What the fuck? Are you a fucking Jenny Allen? Yeah.
Not after this.
Who are you, the period drink? Police?
My girl has it.
Not after this Michi Chewy everyone's drink. It's different for everybody.
Are you done with kids, Maximo?
Hell yeah.
You already chopped your nuts?
As soon as my insurance kicks in, girl, I'm chopping my balls.
But baby girl is on, baby girl has implant.
Yeah. Still chopping my balls.
Still chopped the balls.
Taking no chances.
Do you guys think I should have more kids? Yes or no? Everybody. One.
Yes.
I think two more, different women.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Who are you? Well, yeah, because Ali has moved on, which is his baby mama. But not that way
you
can deal with
three.
Women.
You see three women at the rest of your life. Choose wisely.
That's a lot, bro. No. That's a lot.
Choose wisely.
That's
like one what I'm more afraid baby of. Mama, but yeah. She's like it.
Like it. That's what I'm going for. That's what I'm going for. What do you think?
Duno's just going to marry someone with kids.
Can you
just be honest.
The question?
Should I have more kids? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You only have one.
Yeah.
Come on.
That shit wasn't. Yeah. You
but like my kid's about to be 10. Like literally, he's about to be 10 in a week.
Perfect.
You're pre-starting all over. Do it up, Angie. Have a kid already, fool. You're kind of boring.
Should Angie have kids in 2024? Spam the comments right now.
Yeah.
Spam the comments right now.
Twins.
No.
What I love about Angie
twins is,
Angie's going to do it the way that like we all should have done it. Angie's going to get married first, then have
the
kid.
She's from OC?
First, she's going to date for a long time. Like, she's literally doing it the OC way, essentially.
My parents are very traditional. Yeah.
But, hey, so are ours, Angie. Don't be judgmental.
No, I would be
what
so
are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I would
be so judged by my parents, and I would feel like...
We were all judged by our parents, Angie. Yeah. That doesn't take it away. But I do think that Angie's going to do it the right way for all of us. So we can have it fucked up.
Yeah.
No, we had it fucked up, because you're still not married.
But
I'm married.
But what is tradition, though? Because my family...
Traditional is dating first... Then getting married, then having kids.
My family's having, my tradition is having kids as a teenager.
Like but I feel like Angie is going to have it like that.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Like
that. The American way.
Yeah.
Because in my family, everybody gets pregnant at 19.
Yeah.
They don't make it past.
You, Angie, so then you can't wear a white dress to the wedding. Mm-hmm. Because no, you're not a virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. You're very traditional.
Yeah.
I thought that you were very traditional.
I am.
No.
It's going to have like a little...
Okay, all right, Duno, should I have kids? Yes or no?
Should you have kids? I feel like you should.
Just be honest.
If I'm being honest, yes, I think you should.
Okay.
Yeah.
One is not enough.
Okay.
I feel
need to have a daughter.
Mm-hmm. Or, but you know what? Get a home first and then have another one.
Yeah.
See, priorities. A home.
Priorities.
Like a house.
No, I know what he means.
Yeah, see, we understand each other, Miss.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Miss Asshole.
You said you have a house, but you have an apartment.
Because you're going to get the home because you have a family.
Mm.
The family comes first.
Family first.
Jorge lived with his parents until we were together. You? And then we have you've been to our house.
Yeah.
And or you could be an independent man and adopt a kid.
I went to your house.
Adopt a kid? Nah.
Yeah, for adopt a kid from a third world country.
I mean, all respect to people who adopt kids and orphans. I love y'all, but not like that. But
why? Why not like that?
I can't love like that.
But not like that. What does that mean?
I just want to know what that means. You can't love him?
Love him from a distance, you know what I'm saying? But I want to have,
this is
you know.
My third drink.
I want to have another kid.
Yeah, I'm fucking drunk.
Fourth but drink, you know it's on.
No. Let's cut out. You know what? Michi Chewy texted us. They said they're done.
you want me to get my fourth drink?
They clocked out. You know what? Fuck it. It's Thanksgiving.
Fuck it.
You guys,
drink with me. Hey, Duno.
Hey, you babysitting that drink.
Bro, I'm supposed to talk.
I took two.
I'm supposed to talk to a college right now.
That sounds like a personal problem. Drinking.
Yeah. You scheduled wrong.
I don't know. I did. It's because I didn't know.
What are you going to talk to the student? What are you going to tell the kids?
The fuck they wanna know.
Wait, whatever the fuck they want to know.
What if one of the college students wants to...
Actually, that's not even illegal. That's pretty illegal. I know. That's why I asked him,
Angie.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Look. It's because I told Vic.
I told Vic.
What if one of the college students want to... And Angie was like, it's not even illegal, huh?
It's not.
No,
I know.
She was agreeing with you.
College.
You don't have to fight with her. She was agreeing with you.
I was saying like, oh my gosh, yes.
Angie, when you were in high school, did you think any of teachers...
I need another drink.
Can I have one more, too?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what they normally do? They always hit us with the shebang, with the whole, with the
They spike our drinks.
No,
yeah, they spike our drinks.
Don't put that out there, Michi Chewy.
I don't know. I feel horny.
It's not roofies. It's MDMA.
I feel horny and sleepy.
That is called the rhino.
I want to put the cuernos on somebody right now.
He's going to go to college like...
I'm going to walk in like, who wants to take a picture with me?
Who wants to take a picture with daddy?
Yes, for sure.
Hey. Should we pretend we're each a student? Ask Vic a question.
Oh, fuck.
Go ahead, okay. Let me first.
No, you first.
I'm nervous. All right, go.
Mr. Rosecrans?
Yes. Yes, student.
Well, that was horny, bro.
What?
She is married.
Yeah. I just said yes, student.
Yeah, go. Yes.
Yes, student is crazy.
Role playing, huh?
Yes,
How does
sir?
It feel to be a creepy uncle?
Yeah.
Ew. You know, sometimes it feels great. Other times it feels good.
That's funny.
Wow. That was player's fuck.
All right, go, Angie.
You, Mr. Rosecrans.
Yes, sir, in the orange hat.
Mr. Rosecrans, Vic. Yes. How does it feel being a journalist, but you don't write anything no more?
Well, honestly, I feel like every journalist aspires to never have to write ever again.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, Angie. Mr. Rosecrans, if it's the earth round, head ass.
Oh, stop it. She's so smart.
Did you go to college?
I did, but... I didn't graduate.
Didn't even go to college. Fuck that, Angie. Oh,
I ended
God.
Up dropping out. So I went to community college for like 4 years, uh-huh. But like they didn't give me nothing but parking tickets, really.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's all on you.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. But I'm still here talking to y'all, you know?
Yeah. Mr. Rosecrans,
I feel like
yes,
this
sir.
Is Plaza
are you telling me to leave college right now?
I'm not saying that. Well, wait, how long have you been here?
6 months.
6 months. All right, give it another 3 years and then drop out. All right. Yes, Angie?
CNR, Leti, Duno, and
Ooh,
Maximo.
Oh, this is good.
Ooh,
hey,
that's good.
Friendsgiving, CNR, your friends.
Ooh.
That's messed up.
Yes.
And Thanksgiving,
no,
CNR, your
okay,
CNR,
okay.
Your family. Carne asada, Nino.
Can I have Nino Rival? I got you.
Damn, okay.
Where do I drink?
Nina? Like Meowth?
Nina. Ninex.
Let me see.
Why are you pointing
Leti
at me?
Leti is Nina.
Yeah, because she's rich.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a lot of wisdom to give you, too.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
OG. And she's rich.
Yeah.
I would go the same way.
Bring it, player.
Okay.
Ooh, Nino or Rival?
I'm
Duno
rival.
Or Vic?
No, you're
Duno
Nina. You're Nina.
Or Maximo.
Rival or...
All right, I'm going to say...
Nino or Carne Asada? Or Rival?
Leti, shut
Bring
up.
Bring it on, brother.
I got it.
Carne asada.
Yeah.
Wait, who?
Duno.
You're only good
Duno's
for a
carne
short
asada.
Time, not a long time.
Yeah.
Duno's Fucking carne asada.
Yeah, that's what they
premature
say.
Premature ejaculator.
Premature yeah. ejaculator.
Just because you're cooked.
All right. And then Maximo is rival.
All right.
Why?
I like disagreeing with him. Like,
he's
it's
brown?
Fun.
Damn,
no, not because he's brown.
That one for... actually...
Guys,
bro,
let's
this
go.
Is my fourth dream.
We were supposed to make it to Sadie Hawkins.
Hi, my name is Leti. This is my fourth dream.
Yeah.
We were supposed
yeah.
to make it to Sadie Hawkins, but I don't think we are making it today.
Fuck, but the journalist Rosecrans.
Stay tuned. Oh, yes. You know, yes. Guy in orange hat.
Can we
yes.
Guy in orange
all,
hat.
Can we all take off power tomorrow?
Yes.
Maximo, please.
Please.
I'll change my answer right now if we don't have to go into power tomorrow.
Bro, that'd be the most greatest plan by God.
We love our job.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
But we're
going to
be a little...
Okay, wait, he asked me his question.
Carne asada, Nino Rival, Vic, Angie, Maximo.
Ooh.
Oh, I already know I'm rival. Go.
I just want to know if I'm Nino or carne asada. If you say carne asada, you're trying to say I'm burnt.
But you are.
Why is he with anyone without a drink in his hand?
Who's
fucking
this?
Pussy?
For dinner?
It's me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, give it to that fool.
Episode 116. Yeah. Let's go, podcast.
Is there a barber that could just pull up right here?
I don't know.
Why, do you have to go get a haircut?
Yes. Did he already
you
do
a haircut
kind of something right or no?
No, no, no. Okay.
Hurry the fuck up, Duno.
Angie would be...
Mary.
Oh!
You want to fuck her?
Oh! I knew it!
I just want to fuck you. No, because you're a girl. You got a husband who loves you.
You need to give him your quality time.
Great and legendary song, by the way.
Oh, so good. Classic.
Okay. Casa Nina Rival.
Is this okay?
Vic would be Nino because he's swaggy, so he'll give me... Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vic will be.
Let's
give me
go.
A lot of swag shit.
Let's go.
Hot between the two brownest of all.
Brown on brown.
Brown on brown crime right here.
The brownest of all.
Actually,
you are like us.
It's all brown. Let me see. Burnt toast.
I'm going to have to go with Maximo being.
I knew it. I'm rival.
Carne asada and Angie's rival.
What are you going to do with Maximo at the carne asada? He doesn't even cook. He can't even do the grill. You're fucked. Angie at least knows how to make a carne asada.
Actually, yeah.
Look really
that.
Yeah.
She knows how to buy rice.
Right. buy rice and buy a little bit.
There's still a
Victor, what the fuck did you bring?
The plates.
Exactly. Shut the fuck up.
I brought the plates and
all
the cutlery.
Shut the fuck up.
Essential.
Yes.
Very essential.
Cutlery?
And the trays.
You are cutlery. You're a fork.
You're a spork.
Is he a fork?
Yo,
oh, look. Oh, look for your
you
ass.
Look fucking weird.
For your hat has cuernos.
Oh, it does.
Hat has cuernos.
You're a five.
I just can't wait to... what? A knife? A fork and a knife? What the fuck is that?
All right, what's the next topic?
No more topics. We're just drunk at this point.
No, give us topics. Topics.
Look,
go up.
This is how the live show is going to be.
Wait, don't you have...
Look
at
me fucking
the,
lit.
The
shirts.
The
Nathan Amfla.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Don't you have a button?
Oh. Jose, what the fuck are you doing, stupid bitch?
I hope people look...
The jerseys.
Cool, cooler. Woo!
The jerseys.
Oh, it's Brown Pride, actually. Sorry. God damn it, Michi Chuy.
We have so many Brown Prides.
Hell yeah.
Look at all these Latins making us proud.
Oh, that's
hell
so
yeah.
Cool.
I like this.
What is this?
So Adidas is like announcing the original football collection.
Okay.
Which is like kind of like the old school Mexican vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Vintage.
Which was probably one of the most flyest Mexico jerseys. This is like the jersey where Rafa Marquez played at.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like fucking Cuauhtemoc.
Ooh.
And all these legends, you know what I'm
legendary.
Saying?
Like El Matador.
That jacket is pretty hard.
That's like the coolest.
That jacket's hard, dog. And especially now where, like, you know how they always say fashion goes backwards? Or like it gets,
yeah.
It goes like in a circle? This, I promise you, I'm going to see about 30 motherfuckers wearing this.
It repeats itself.
Yep. Over a million people are going to rock
that's
this.
That's Angie's favorite color.
The red one?
The
that
burgundy?
I love
that's
burgundy.
Fire.
Is it burgundy or red?
Like maroon?
It's burgundy. Yeah.
Is it a maroon?
It's burgundy.
It looks red, but it's just the shadow. Mm,
true.
The green, it's green, but it looks like... Baby,
chupame a ver.
What song is that?
She keeps singing.
She made it. She made it.
Remix. Baby, chupame la verga.
Oh, the Harley Quinn song.
Yeah, yeah. It makes it goes. What does he actually say?
I don't even know.
Oh, dude. Did you guys see the fool from Grupo Codiciado talking shit about everybody?
Who is Codiciado?
Who's everyone?
He talks shit about Fuerza Regida. He said que todos se la pelan la verga.
At his show
at Peacock. Eric from Grupo Codiciado he's probably one of like
what is Codiciado
the first
mean?
Grupo like grupos that came out. Probably
what does Codiciado mean?
I don't know what it means, but that's the name of his group. What is
like Codo?
No.
Sounds like it.
Tell me. I want to know.
I don't know what Codiciado means, but they're one of the originators.
Grupo Codiciado.
Yeah.
And in his show, he said, did he say?
He was gone. He was for a while. They revoked his visa.
Oh man!
So he was gone for a while. So he's from Mexico. TJ,
mm-hmm.
And that's why him and Edwin are really close. That's what brought Edwin on his show at the Peacock. What used to be called?
I saw it.
Do you want to do Bloody Knuckles with me?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
Why?
All right, my turn now.
She's been trying to do this all day.
Okay, my turn.
No, me. Fool.
Don't hit me.
That's not the way that works. These hands bisexual when we play Bloody Knuckles, obviously. Have you been trying to play Bloody Knuckles all day with everybody?
Yeah.
Hey, how good were you guys at Bloody Knuckles?
Not that good. Girls didn't really play it.
I fucking hated fools that were young. Like Maximo, like I know, like he's just like no meat, so his knuckles just smacking shit.
So and then it's pointy knuckles?
And then your knuckles get bigger every time, and it was like a flex, right? Like, oh, look, my knuckles are big.
Hey, Juno, help with the cobija.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Rolling Loud, by the way, you guys. They have Junior Ache, Fuerza Regida, Nathan Elcano, and Chino Pacas performing in Los Angeles.
It's a special guest. They're not even part of the headline.
There's I bet they're gonna headline.
Yeah. I met Chino Pacas.
Yeah, I always wondered why Chino was like headlining and then they put a special guest for him.
I wonder why. It's kind of like he's fucking signed to Drake or something.
Chino Pacas. Chino Pacas is definitely under the Drake OVO wave, huh?
We met Chubbs.
You know what's crazy?
Oh, yeah. You said with Chino Pacas?
Yeah. So this is super insider. So if you're listening to us, say it.
Exclusive sneak preview.
Okay, so Chino Pacas comes into Power and we interview him. No, we interview him. And Chubbs from OVO, this is one of Drake's, like, dudes, is in there. He's this fool, don't know Spanish for shit. I don't think he knows Spanish.
No, I don't think so.
Either. He's in there, and we're like, what? And Angie, you're like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah,
Angie, talk to him.
I pressed him.
What'd he say? What'd he say? What'd he say?
I asked him, like, so what are you doing here? Like, do you even know Spanish? Do you know what he's doing? And he's like, yeah, actually. And he starts telling me, like, the whole thing, that they know Chino Pacas because, like, they translated the song. And Drake met him because Chino Pacas is from there. He was at the club and he asked him to come, and that's how they really met.
In
that's
Tampa?
Because so Chino.
That one video.
Yeah.
Chino speaks Spanish like a motherfucker. He's Pocho in English.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they Google Translate to each other. Like, esto, and then Drake is like, say this.
And I think it's dope just because.
Get this, super insider. So Drake has like sub labels and he signed Chino Pacas to his sub label so that people don't think like he signed to Drake, because that's too much of like a, like it's too intimidating.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
To be signed
pressure,
to Drake.
Yeah,
yeah.
Too much pressure. Mm-hmm. So he signed him to a sub label with JOP that like it's more like keeps him out of it. Mm-hmm. But they have, OVO is backing Chino Pacas like a motherfucker.
No, no, I seen.
Chubbs is like Drake's.
Yeah, no, no,
and
no.
He came with him.
And if you notice, they're all under the Universal umbrella.
Yeah.
Which, even what did Drake say in that new song? He said, who's the CEO of Universal? It's not Lucien. What did he say? Like, Lucien. He said, who's really bringing home the bacon? And he was talking about himself.
And Chino Pacas is one of them kids where you're like.
He's so young.
Like, and I think
so
that's kind
of. So this is super insider knowledge that Maximo's on his phone to tell us to stop it, but it's okay. But even Chubbs was like, next year, Chino Pacas is going to blow up. And that's why Chino is on the actual lineup versus as special guest.
Yeah, and Chino, if people don't know, Chino Pacas isn't signed to Rancho. He signed a Stream Mob, which is JOP.
And another label.
And another company. But I think, and we got to give credit to JOP because that fool's eye for talent, his fucking ear for talent, it's crazy because he has another group called Calle 24, and they're essentially kind of like, Chino Pacas, we like him because, bro, his voice is sick.
I like his voice.
His voice is sick. And that feels like a super, like, humble paisa.
Yeah, he's cool.
Straight up paisa.
Yeah.
Paisa.
He's really young, too.
He was
like
a little
boy. How old is he?
He did, like, sheet metal when he came out.
Sheet rock.
That's what his job was. He went to Florida from Mexico, and he made sheet rock. And then from there, him and his brother were making music.
Is his brother the guitarist?
Yeah,
he taught him how to play.
Yeah. Hey, what's like your guys' Thanksgiving go-to song in your family?
You're my fucking twin. You're my twin. Every time I think of something,
that's what your family plays on Thanksgiving when somebody.
Every time I think of something, Maximo thinks of it too.
Hey, what's the fucking song to go to?
It's the 50-50.
That if you were to play it at the Ox with all your family, that every single person's gonna know it, young or old.
Oh, I know.
A song. I love it.
Mine is, tú eres la tristeza de mis ojos.
Damn, your family's dead, man.
Llorar en silencio por tu amor.
Damn, therefore, are you hosting Thanksgiving, Leti?
Amor eterno.
Talk to them.
Come on, my what's your well, fuck y'all. Do 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 do.
It's a great song. This is a clip.
Estar mirándote. Come on together. Everybody. Inolvidable. What's the nice part?
You like that? Jamás. Great song.
Será.
You gotta start getting Letty drunk.
Yeah. I can't sing, you fucking asshole.
Let's go. That was good. That was good.
All right, go ahead, Angie.
That was good. Shout out us.
Shout out us.
Shout out hell us. Yeah. All right, go, Angie. A song everyone will know.
And in your family.
I would think La Peinada.
Go. I don't
the
know that song.
The one that goes tubo, tubo.
Your family's ratchet.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're thinking Chica Sexy.
Oh, okay, go, go, go.
I can't even think.
Go, 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 go. Keep going, keep going.
No, 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 no. Hey, hey, hey. Go, man, go, man. Hey, hey, hey. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
It's not gonna do it to you?
No, it's La Peinada.
La Peinada.
Yeah.
Keep going, keep going.
¿Dónde va tan peinada?
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. No me go tan peinada.
Hey, hey, hey.
No me go tan peinada. Me subo al me subo al tubo. No, no, me go tan peinada. Me go tan peinada. Me subo
al tubo. All right,
Dino, your turn. Yeah, a song my family would know.
Say, say, say.
Yeah, yeah, facts. They'll probably play like some like, oh, they'll probably play, I'm trying to think of a song, probably Sedated by the Ramones.
Ooh, go, go.
I wanna go, wanna go out the door. I wanna be a sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. I wanna be a sedated. So hurry, hurry, hurry.
Your mom would know that too?
My mom, but she's the one that taught us. Gonna give me na 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 bum 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 bum.
I wanna be a sedated.
Yes, out the Ramones. Woo! Woo. Ramones, great band of all time. One of the greatest bands of all time.
Hell yeah.
Tragos de amargo licor.
It's a classic.
Que lo desearon olvidar.
Y me siento
como un cobarde. Que hasta me pongo a llorar. Keep singing, yeah, Vic. Yeah.
No, that's it.
Okay.
That's
you guys.
She said, do the abare, do go.
El abare, alabare, alabare, alabare. Jesucristo. Keep singing. Hey, 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 you guys sing. I'll be the pastor.
Go, go, go.
Sing the song. I'm going to be the pastor. Sing. Jesucristo va a llegar un día, niños. Va a salvar la vida de los otros y los demás.
Eso.
A la verga los demás culturas, nada más los otros.
¡Amén!
¡Que viva Dios!
¡Viva!
¡Que viva Dios!
¡Viva!
¡Viva!
¡Y que viva Máximo!
¡Viva!
¡Viva!
I like how we're saying it, like we're presenting the flag of Mexico.
I know.
Can you please tell them the pray war that your tías had?
Oh, yeah. Can you please tell us about the prayer wars.
Your tías had a prayer war.
So my mom was telling me a story that, because they're all like very similar, so they all think they know everything, and they're bumping heads, and they're arguing, my two tías. And then one of my tías, when they made an argument, just puts her hand on her head and like, te reprendo. So then my other aunt put her hand on her head, and they're praying for each other. Mid-argument.
but like different,
they're trying to see who's trying stronger?
Yeah, they're trying to take each other's demons out. They're like, yeah.
But wouldn't it just pass to the other one in theory?
My mom said she was dying laughing because they were just like, what I'm assuming
is like, they were saying like different like phrases of the
Bible.
Yeah,
like they were like busting out their best moves.
Oh
yeah.
My God, bro.
They were essentially playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's a duel.
You guys, this has been episode
116. It's time to
we're done.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. I was waiting for this.
Does it drop on Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday is my birthday.
And
Thursday is my birthday. And it's Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah. I know, Vic. I already know motherfuckers are going to know it's fucking Thanksgiving, Vic.
It's a
Spaniard shit. Motherfucking European.
It's a good.
All right. But
in your face,
I've been waiting to drop this. If you're a fan of the pod, you know about me dropping this. I Love Lucy is one of my favorite people in the world. She's a comedian, but she also has like body about her, and she's physical comedy and all of that. And I'd like to think that that's what I aspire to be. Not just a pretty face, but also have comedic value.
Facts.
And that's what Lucille Ball does to me. So she had her show, I Love Lucy. So I flipped it to I Love Letty.
Woo! Movie! That's fire.
And I got you each your shirts.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Say I Love Letty. And I did this with Filthy Couture, which shout out to them because they already have like, they do Betty Boop stuff. They do Hello Kitty stuff. So they are already kind of like do stuff in the realm of like kind of old school vibes. And medium, Angie, this one's for you.
That's fire.
Shout out my boy, Joel.
Shout out to Joel. I call him Filthy. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah, I call him Filthy too.
Who's a large? Which one of you fools is a large?
I'm a large.
I call him Filthy. It's crazy. But shout out to
my dog.
Yeah.
And I like the spray
and
cap
they are
vibes.
Going to be available.
I think this means.
They're going to be available on his website, Filthy Couture, if you want to grab some.
Fire.
I don't mean it to be like, oh my God, I Love Letty, how fucking conceited. But it is an homage to, what size are you?
XL.
Okay, it is an homage to I Love Lucy.
To Lucille Ball.
So I really do appreciate it. If you cop it, it's showing love to his brand. It's stupid, Angie.
Leave my white boy alone.
Thank you. But it's really cool. And I do, I see more and more people come up to me and like, shout me out and kind of say that they appreciate me. So this is kind of my way of saying, like,
and you know
I appreciate
what? That's
back.
I feel like that's a common phrase. Like, I know I'll run into people and they'll be like, oh, dude, my God, I love Letty. Yeah. And that's just like, it rolls off the tongue. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But people say that all the time.
It reminds me, I Love Lucy, I Love Letty. So we wanted to flip. And Angie made the logo.
Angie.
Shout out to my baby girl, Angie.
I like the spray can thing.
I love it too. I like the movies.
I barely have boobs.
I like the spray can thing.
Hey, why are you trying to rub her nips for your phone?
So if you want to support, Filthy Couture, I wanted to do it for my birthday. It's Thanksgiving. My birthday is the same day.
Is it filthycouture.com?
50culture.com. Okay. I know that's their Instagram.
We'll add it right here. The website will be.
And it just, I'm very happy that he was down to do it.
This
because
is fire.
He doesn't know whether it will work or not. And I just think it's super cool. And I'm sure we'll have some of this on our live show too. So make sure you come out to the live show.
Yep.
December 23rd at the Wiltern.
Buy your
but
tickets.
Also, big up to everybody because as much as this to me is like an homage to I Love Lucy, understanding that I play a part in your life makes me feel very happy. It makes me feel fulfilled and it makes me feel like what we do here is for a reason. So.
Yeah.
And it's at filthy.couture and the website is filthycouture.shop.
Okay. And he's from the Valley? Or no?
He is not from the Valley.
Oh, okay, never mind.
But that's my dog.
Yeah, that's cool beans.
Shout out, motherfucker.
Do you like it?
Yeah, this is fire.
It's
like
so cool. I've been talking about it for a long time.
I've seen your story.
Yeah.
I already know what shoes I'm aware with it. Y todo.
It's so tight. So shout out us. Shout out the brown bag.
Let's go.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And thank you guys for watching because you don't have to.
Get fucking drunk and play CNR with motherfuckers.
And suck some titties.
That's right.
To your family?
No, you got bad bitches.
This is during
Thanksgiving.
No one has bad bitches
after the sneaky links after Thanksgiving.
No one to talk because you kissed your cousin, so please.
That wasn't me. That was my cousin.
That was your cousin.
That was my cousin.
That kissed him.
Kissed another cousin on another side.
Bye. We'll see you next week.
Episode 116, powered by the watch.
Woo.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Like I said, thank you for watching because you don't have to. We'll see you guys December 23rd.
Buy a ticket.
At the Wiltern. Buy a ticket. Fuck a bad bitch. Don't get chlamydia. Take care of your kids. Pay your bills.
That part.
And suck dick. It is what it is.
That part.
Not the fellas, but if you do that, we accept you like
that's
we accept
right.
Jose.
Yep.
You hear that, Jose?
It's okay, Jose.
We out. Episode 116 from the brown bag again. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy birthday, Lady.
Oh, before we get out of here, we'll sing happy birthday.
Dear.
3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you.
Show some titties.
Happy birthday to you.
Show your titties.
Happy birthday, dear Letty. Happy birthday.
For me? I'm
doing
it.
Just kidding.
I'm fucking doing it.
No, I was joking. Bye, you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, are these flowers edible? It says edible there.
It's not edible.
Try them. I'm just fat. Happy
wow,
birthday, you guys.
Beautiful.
Happy birthday, Letty. Happy birthday, anybody. Stop touching me.
Oh, no, there's fruit. It says fruit flowers.
Fruit flowers. Smell them. Oh, hold up. Before we get out of here, sit down. Yoleti will be at the fight next week.
Yes, in Houston.
In Houston. So
Houston.
And then the guys will be at Besame Mucho.
At Besame Mucho.
That's
so
right.
If you're going to be at Besame Mucho, do you want
to
come?
I
want
to go to Besame Mucho.
Fool, okay. Work. Come work with us.
Yeah, you have to work, though.
They don't even work. Bring beers, Bobby, so we can get him drunk as fuck.
Bye. I love you. Bye.
We're going to work.
Bye.
We're out of here. Bye. And then.